4th chapter, text 35. Yajgatvan apunarmoham evam yasasi pandava yena bhutan visheshani prachasyatma ito mahi. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge you will see that all living beings are but parts of the Supreme, or in other words, they are mine. Purport. The result of receiving knowledge from a self-realized soul, or one who knows things as they are, is learning that all living beings are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called Maya. Ma, not, ya, this. Some think that we have nothing to do with Krishna, that Krishna is only a great historical personality, and that the Absolute is the impersonal Brahma. Factually, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this impersonal Brahma is the personal effulgence of Krishna. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of everything. Even in the Brahma Sangita, it is clearly stated that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. Even the millions of incarnations are only his different expansions. Similarly, the living entities are also expansions of Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophers wrongly think that Krishna loses his own separate existence in his many expansions. This thought is material in nature. We have experience in the material world that a thing, when fragmentally distributed, loses its own original identity. But the Mayavadi philosophers fail to understand that absolute means that 1 plus 1 is equal to 1, and that 1 minus 1 is also equal to 1. This is the case in the absolute world. Om Gyan Tumirantasya Gyananjana Shulakaya Chakshuran Minitam Hina Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Shri Chaitana Manupastam Sthapitam Vinibhutale Svayam Bhuta Kadamai Yamadadhi Svayodhati Yajgyatva Napunar Moham Evam Yasisi Pandava Yena Bhutan Visheshan In the previous verse, the Lord has advised Arjuna that one should surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, Tattva Darshi, a knower of the truth. And now he describes the result of doing so. Yajgatva, when you've obtained knowledge, Na punar moham evam yasasi. You'll not fall into illusion like this again. That means now you're in illusion. Deyotya iti govinda. I won't fight, I refuse. Under the bodily concept of life, this is my, these are my cousins, these are my brothers, this is my this. How can I kill them? Now you're thinking in terms of the bodily identity. And you're neglecting the eternal identity as soul. And you're thinking separately that you're not thinking in terms of your relationship with me, your eternal identity as part of me. You're thinking of yourself in terms of this temporary body and not thinking of yourself as my eternal heart. This is called Maya, or forgetfulness of Krishna. So, yajgatva, napunar moham evam yasyasi pandu. My dear Arjuna, when you've obtained real knowledge from the self-realized soul, you won't fall into this kind of illusion again. Why not? Yena bhutan yasheshan drakshas yatmanito mayi. You'll see all of these innumerable living beings as being situated in me. In the second chapter, na trevaham jatunasam na tvam neme janarika na chaiva na bhavishyamaha sarvevayam atakaram. I bet no one would complain if we leave that door open. What do you think? Will the neighbors be unhappy?
Yeah.
Why don't we leave that open? I think we can open the door. Well, which way will we lose more? By opening the door and getting in some air, or by closing the door and preserving the AC? This is an engineering question. Who's an engineer? What do you think?
Close
the door.
But not latch it. Close but not latch it.
Close but not latched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not an engineer. I surrender. The Lord told Arjuna that all of these, everyone here is eternal. There was never a time when I didn't exist, nor you, nor Janadipa, all of these kings and princes. Nachaiva na bhavishyam, and we'll never cease to exist. That means that we're all eternal individuals. Krishna is speaking as an individual. Arjuna is an individual, the princes and kings are individuals. And Krishna said we existed in the past, we exist now, we'll exist in the future. But there's a difference between Krishna's existence and the existence of everyone else. Nityam nityanam chaitanas chaitanam. Everyone there is eternal, but Krishna is the supreme eternal amongst the innumerable eternals. He is the supreme living entity among the innumerable living entities. Nitya nityana. Nitya is singular, and nityana is plural. Among all the nityas, there's one supreme nitya. Just in India, your Mr. Modi is these number one Indian. And everyone else is also Indian. Among the innumerable Indians, there's one prime minister. But you're all equally Indian. It's not that Mr. Modi is more Indian than any other Indian citizen. Everyone's equally Indian. But he's the number one Indian. So, similarly, among all the eternal living beings, they're all eternal, they're all full of knowledge, they're all blissful, but Krishna is the supreme living being, and everyone else is subordinate to Krishna. Not only that the analogy doesn't go farther, because it's not that every other Indian is part of Mr. Modi, or that everyone is an expansion of Mr. Modi. So we'll leave that aside. But Krishna says, everyone here is part of me. And my bodies have a hard time with that, because part and whole is a distinction. It's a duality. The Absolute is supposed to be free from duality. So they think this is mine. There's only supposed to be Brahma, Eka Brahma Dutiya Nasti. There's only the absolute, there's nothing else. And what they don't understand is that the absolute includes variety. The absolute includes variety. Just as when we say fire, the fire includes sparks, it includes flames, it includes fuel, it includes heat, it includes light. That's all, it includes smoke. Even the smoke is part of fire. So the illusion is also part of Krishna's energy. And the living beings are part of Krishna's energy. The spiritual world is part of Krishna's energy. Everything belongs to Krishna's energy. But there's variety there. There's oneness, but there's variety. When we come to the sun is one integrated entity, but it's full of various energies, heat and light and whatever else radioactivity might be radiating from the sun. So, Atmani, Atomai, Drakshasi Atmani, you'll see everyone in me, not everyone as me. Just like I'm in this room, it doesn't mean I am this room. I'm in the room. So all the living beings are in Krishna. Drakshyas yatmani yato mayi. Or in other words, they are, you'll see them in the Supreme Soul, Atma, atau mayi. That is to say, you'll see them in me. What else Prabhupada says here? For want of sufficient knowledge in the absolute science, we are now covered with illusion, and therefore we think that we are separate from Krishna. Although we are separated parts of Krishna, we are nevertheless not different from him. The bodily difference of the living entities is Maya, or not actual fact. We are all meant to satisfy Krishna. By Maya alone, Arjuna thought that the temporary bodily relationship with his kinsman was more important than his eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. The whole teaching of the Gita is targeted toward this end, that a living being as Krishna's eternal servitor cannot be separated from Krishna, and his sense of being an identity apart from Krishna is called Maya. The thinking I'm this body is Maya, then thinking this is my wife, these are my children, this is my family, this is my most important business is also Maya. Because this relationship is temporary. In Bhagavatam, it's described that we're like travelers who check in for the night at some hotel. And we're coming from different directions, and we stay together. Previously, in the old days, coming together in a hotel meant that everybody would be kind of, you know, there'd be a big room and everybody would be together. Then they'd go. Now everybody just checks into their own room, nobody sees anybody. But they'd get together at the inn or the hotel and they'd make friends and meet one another. Then, and the next morning, everybody travels on. That's how it is. We're here in this world as friends or relatives, family members, for one night. And then the next morning, we all get up and leave. One night means, while I'm in this body. And the next morning means when I leave and go on to the next body. And then it's all left behind. This is my family, this is my, see, this is a picture of my house, this is a picture of me and my wife at such and such place. That's all left behind. These are my sons, and this is my son's wife, and this is their daughter, and this is my other son, and this is his son, and this is this, and this is this, all wiped out, all gone. But the illusioned conditioned soul gives more importance to all those relationships and forgets his eternal relationship with Krishna. This is called Maya. The living entities, as separate parts and parcels of the Supreme, have a purpose to fulfill. Having forgotten that purpose since time immemorial, they're situated in different bodies as men, animals, demigods, etc. Such bodily differences arise from forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. But when one is engaged in transcendental service through Krishna consciousness, one becomes at once liberated from this illusion. Jivir Sharupoi Krishna Nityas. Everyone is the servant of Krishna. That's our real identity. That's our real occupation. And all of everything other than that is untrue. Untrue means it doesn't last. True for a moment and then no longer true. My true relationship is with Krishna, and the other relationships are temporary, the relationships based on this body. My real business is that I'm a servant of Krishna, and the relationships established in service to Krishna become meaningful. Even then, it's not that my wife and family are serving, we're all serving Krishna together, so we'll all go to the spiritual world and live in a what is that? Raheja, what is the word? French, some French word. We're Sahadev and company stuff.
Classique.
You can charge more lax when it's classique. If you put it in French, it's worth more. So, it's not that everyone living together in the Rahejas classique will go to the spiritual world together and there'll be another Raheja classique there. The making the best use of our stay here, we can serve together. But even in the spiritual world, the relationships built on in terms of the bodily connection will be gone. And good riddance. Good riddance. We have better things to do. Sometimes those who are too much in the bodily concept of life, they think that life after life we can be together, husband and wife, or we'll go to the spiritual world and go to heaven together. That's not heaven. This is called Maya. That I'll go to heaven and still I'll continue in this miserable family life. But the eternal service to Krishna will go on. One can acquire such pure knowledge only from the bona fide spiritual master and thereby avoid the delusion that the living entity is equal to Krishna. Perfect knowledge is that the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is the supreme shelter for all living entities. And giving up such shelter, the living entities are deluded by the material energy, imagining themselves to have a separate identity. Thus, under different standards of material identity, they become forgetful of Krishna. We become absorbed in this, I'm a Brahmin, I'm a Kshatriya, I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a Brahmachari, I'm a Grahastha, I'm a Sannyasi, I'm a this, I'm a that. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black. We become very, people want equal rights for their group, or equal rights for their group, or independence for their group, or whatever it is. And it's just of little or no consequence, no consequence. It's like whatever you might gain in a dream, you become king or you become whatever it is. So we get national independence, or we get first class honors, or we get whatever it is. It has no substance. Everyone dies the same way. Everyone goes to dust. Or not quite. We have our choice. Ashes, or earth, or stool. It's not all one. The Hindus bury the body, it becomes ashes. The Christians bury it, it becomes earth. The Parsis throw it to the vultures, it becomes stool. But what's the difference between ashes and earth and stool? The body will be finished. This body in repose in which we're soaking so nicely. And these days, especially, you know, even soap is no longer there. It's they can give you different names: body wash, body lotion, body cream. There's a present advertisement in on the streets of Bombay. Dove is special. But it's not like all the other soap. No, Dove is very special. But finally, you know, soap is soap, and we're soaping this body, and whether it's Dove or Love or whatever it is, the body will be finished. Even if you're in the business of selling it, whatever profits you made by selling people all on a special Dove for your body, that your profit will also be finished. You'll have to leave it behind. So much importance. And you know, like, finally, what's the difference whether it's Dove or it's this or it's that? And soap is soap. In some countries, it doesn't make a difference either because they don't bathe. But that's another thing. But finally, the real identity is in our relationship with Krishna. When such deluded living entities become situated in Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that they are on the path of liberation, as confirmed in the Bhagavatam, Muktir Hitvanyata Rupam Sarupena Vivastati. Liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Since I took my watch off so that I could look at it,
8:30. All
I have to do is know what it is. That's why we need friends. Okay, we'll see what kind of questions there are.
Maharaj, you just now said that we cannot be equal to Krishna, but there are so many philosophies which proclaim that Krishna was a self-enlightened person, and we can also become self-enlightened because he had achieved the highest strata of
lift Govardhan Hill and come back and talk to me, okay?
So I was just saying that there are so many Vedic mantras also, like
lift
so
lift Govardhan Hill and then come back and talk to me.
There are some people who say we have
they can say whatever they want, let them lift Govardhan Hill and then come back and talk to us.
They say
if they're equal to Krishna, then it's not a very difficult business. Let them lift Govardhan Hill and then come back and talk to us.
But they say that there are a lot of Vedic mantras like Soham, like Aham Brahmasmi.
So chant your Vedic mantras, lift Govardhan Hill.
That Brahmasmi and so many mantras are there.
Soham means you're Indian and I'm Indian. Not that, of course, I'm not Indian, but, you know. Mr. Modi is Indian and you're also Indian. So he's that and you're that. But it doesn't mean that now you're the Prime Minister. You're equal to Mr. Modi in quality, but in quantity of authority, he's the number one Indian.
But practically, Maharaj, in all of India, it's prevalent in a very, very big way that...
That's called Maya, as Prabhupada described in his purport. That people are thinking that they're equal to Krishna. What equal to Krishna? Why are you in Maya if you're equal to Krishna? Krishna didn't chant anything or do anything to become powerful. When he was on the lap of his mother, he killed the Buddha Rakshasa. Not after doing meditation or practicing yoga, chanting mantras, realizing who he was. From the very beginning. All you can do is talk. I am bad. You are, because Krishna is Brahma and you're also Brahma. But Krishna is Brahma. And you are the part of Brahma. Yes. And their philosophy is impractical also. They'll say, I'm God, but what will they do? If they're the big shot gods, then they'll do some charity work, they'll open hospitals, they'll open orphanages, they'll do some philanthropic work. And if they're the ordinary followers of the big shots, then they'll just work at a job. And they'll say, yes, I have a Guruji, and from my Guruji I learned that we're all God. You're the kind of God who's working at a job and struggling like a dog to get some money from some other god. Krishna is not on that platform. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyaman. Hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis are all engaged in the service of Krishna. And you're going to the Lakshmi Narayan Mandir and praying, oh Lakshmi, please give us your mercy. So that you can get a little money. Because you're struggling too much. When Krishna wants something, he doesn't put it on a credit card. He just manifests it from his potency. You want to manifest something. First you have to check your and see how big your credit line is. Otherwise you have to borrow. God has to go begging, please lend us some money. That's such rubbish. If I'm God, why do I have to undergo some process of spiritual realization? About the Supreme Lord, it said, Natasya karyam karnam chavijita. He doesn't have to do anything. If someone has to do something to realize that he's God, he's a dog.
Yes. How does one serve Krishna?
Yes, chant Hare Krishna. Hear about Krishna.
Chanting and listening about Krishna, reading about Krishna.
That's all service. Shravanam Kirtanam, there's nine kinds of service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Bhava Sevara Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Satyam Atma Nivedanam. The most important are Shravanam Kirtanam. Simply to hear about Krishna is service. than to chant about Krishna or speak about Krishna is service. Smaranam, to read about Krishna, remember Krishna, that's service. To perform the worship of the deity of Krishna, that's service. To serve the lotus feet of the Lord in different ways. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padu Sevanam Archanam, Vandanam to offer prayers to the Lord, Dasyam to become the sold out servant of the Lord. And there are so many examples that Parikshit Maharaj became perfect by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all, just by the one method of hearing. And Sukadeva Goswami, who spoke to Parikshit Maharaj, attained perfection just by speaking. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. And Prahlad Maharaj attained perfection just by remembering Krishna. Padasevanam. Who's Padasevanam?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi attained perfection by serving the Lord's feet of the Lord. Archanam Prithu Maharaj attained perfection by Archana, Vandana, Bakura. When he came to Vrindavan, he fell on the footsteps of Krishna and offered so many wonderful prayers. Vandana and Dasya, just like Hanuman, serving Lord Ramchandra in so many ways as his minister, as his doctor, as his commander-in-chief, as his vehicle. His tail serves as an umbrella, but he's serving. Somehow or other to serve. Satyam, just like Arjuna, became the friend of the Lord. And Atma Nivedanam, to surrender everything. Bali Maharaj. So one may attain perfection by all nine of these items, or eight, or seven, or one. These are all different methods of serving Krishna. We're all serving now. Nobody needs to be told, serve. Everyone's serving. I'm serving my boss, I'm serving my country, I'm serving my wife, I'm serving my children. If I'm in business, I serve my customers. If I'm a doctor, I serve my patients. If I'm a politician, then I have to say that I serve the people, but really I have to serve the people who give me money or power. I have to serve. We're serving our people, serve their dogs. Keep a dog as a pet. Now it's come into fashion in India also, because in America they keep dogs. They become servants of the dog, so we can also make progress and become dog savers. Or servants of our senses. So instead of serving our senses, we can serve Krishna's senses. Nishikena, Nishikesha, Seva. And how to do that exactly? For that, one should approach a bona fide spiritual master, as recommended in the previous verse. And by serving the spiritual master, one is serving Krishna. Is that okay? Something else? The kirtan is the easiest service. Everyone can take part.
Maharaj, sometimes the mind really torments us, like some argument happens, or we are very tired, and that time the mind keeps tormenting. So at that time, what can we do?
Chant Hare Krishna. The mind is tormenting us. Then you need a mantra. What is that mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram, Ram.
You try to make a big fight with your mind and get it to think of this, get it to think this way, get it to think that way. Very difficult. So it's trying to push it. Chanting here. Mind is tiresome. To try to deal with the mind all the time, all the ins and outs and arguments and counter-arguments. That's Chanting. And the mind becomes automatically controlled. It's a weekday. Should we stop here or should we take some more questions? Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but there's millions of people who haven't heard of him. But they've all heard of the Supreme Lord. So, in different parts of the world, there are different scriptures. People should serve God. There's two kinds of people. Those who are serving God and those who are the opposite. The godly persons and the ungodly persons. But God is all famous, everybody's heard of him. So they should serve God according to whatever information they have. And because they don't have all that much information, we're ready to give them more. No one can complain, we never heard of God. But our complaint is you've heard of him and you're rejecting. You're doing your own rubbish.
Philanthropy, humanitarian work, and certain ways of helping poor or whatever. But then what you said is like, it's good, but it's not like supreme. But so many people just think that, why don't you do something practical, like which is going to help others?
So they can think what they want. Does it mean that we have to do it? We're not there. They're an illusion. So it's not that because they think we should do X, we have to do X. We already have our marching orders, as it were. We already have directions given to us by Krishna, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the spiritual master. It's not that we have to do what the public thinks is good. They think this is good, so we'll do what they think is good. Our business is to tell them that what you think is good isn't very good. You're wasting your time. Prabhupada was basically against everything. He was against the Mayavadis, he was against the politicians, he was against the philanthropists, he was against the humanitarians, he was against the vegetarians, he was against the peace workers. He was against everything. Anything other than pure devotional service, he was against. Because it falls short of the mark. Very nice that you want peace, it's very nice that you have a soft spot for animals that need shelter. It's very nice that you want to save the dolphins or the whales or the kangaroos or whatever it is that you want to save. It's very good that you're interested in ecology or that everybody, you know, now everybody wants to save the world, save the environment. But they don't consider that the environment is going to be finished and I'm not going to live in it. It's an environment of birth and death. It's like to save the prison environment. We're not meant to be in prison. Even if you decrease auto emissions by 95%, everyone here is still going to die. not solving the problem. You're solving a substitute problem. You find the problem that you think you can solve or you think you can work on, and you work on that, and you neglect the real problem. That's called Maya. You're busy, you know, helping the poor, helping the orphans, helping the, you know, stop genetically modified food, or whatever it is that your cause is. And meanwhile, your life is dripping away. And you're going to have to go to another body. And that, you're not doing anything about because you're busy saving the whales. This is mine. How do you know that you're progressing on the path of Krishna consciousness? Bhakti uprasyana bhava virakti amyatracha. By how you're becoming detached from material enjoyment. That's the sign. It's not, you know, how your body trembles when you chant, or how many tears start to come in your eyes. The real test, because that can be faked. But the real test is how we're becoming detached from sex, from the spirit of enjoyment, from accumulation of material things or happiness. How we become uninterested in things that don't help us become Krishna conscious. The more we accept what's favorable for Krishna's service and reject what's unfavorable, the more we can understand that we're becoming detached. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Here's on a few minutes. Yeah.